This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. It's one thing to know that you have some resistance. It's another thing to look that resistance right in the eye, and that's what I highly recommend. When you take any number of things that you experience when you are thinking about your vision, excuses that come up, actions that you regularly do that keep you from where you want to go, any way that you are living incongruently with the vision that you have for the future, those sorts of things are keeping you from having that future here now. This week, I'm asking you to take one of those things, one of the sources of your resistance, and look it right in the eye. Go down deep with it and have an intelligent conversation with yourself about it and with me. So if you have, for example, this is what I've been hearing from the community, calendar clutter, have a tough time with time, can't say no to the people around me because their time's more important. So what I'm hearing is belief systems that are antiquated that you're bringing up, that you're recognizing. You know that they don't make sense, but they're still playing. They're still playing themselves out in your life. Different ways to get around being scared. I want you to go all the way in on these. If you look at that calendar clutter and then you look at this not being able to say no to your, you know, people around you, the one thing that pops up in my mind is worthiness. Are you, and I'm saying worthiness because you've come up with an idea for a business and you're engaging in it, but you're letting every other thing get in the way of your business day, your business time. If you were working for somebody else, you would have to go to work or you'd have to be working. And you couldn't just drop everything for anything that showed up. So there's a worthiness issue there that what you're coming up with is invaluable. And it's reflecting on you personally. You're not valuable. If we continue there, we've spoken about this before, but over-cluttering things or putting too much chaos in your world is a great way to avoid. Avoid what? You get to ask yourself, what am I avoiding by overpacking my schedule? What am I not having to get connected to or intimate with? What are the things that I'm benefiting from by doing these behaviors? Today's work for you is to take one of the resistance points that you're having, an excuse, something you say to yourself, something you feel down within yourself, and take a good look at it and write down as many things as come to you about that particular resistance point. What do you think it's about? Have that conversation with yourself. Feel your way around it and write it down on a piece of paper because we're going to keep going through the week on this. So stay tuned and have a beautiful day.